Here we go. Got a large box in the passenger seat of the car that was hard to get in here. And it's now blocking some of my vision, so that'll be a good time. Oh, not that much. No, that's fine. Walk faster, Mr. Beard, Mr. Dude with Beard. Get out of here, Beard, stupid Beard. Not a bad day today. Got some stuff done. Sony came in. We recorded those couple of quick looks with those guys. Good couple of guys. Known Zach Wood for a while. I don't see him all the time. Good to see him. And I got that Titanfall stuff done. Converted that into a review and all that. Made the changes I needed to make. Then met with the recruiting, or someone on the recruiting team. Talk about how to recruit people and hire them, how to write job descriptions and all that other stuff. So that was useful. I have not filed the appropriate paperwork just yet, but I have the form mostly filled out. I just have to write a job description. Like, I have one, a copy of a job description that GameSpot used, and I'm reading it. It's like, this is not, it's not the sort of thing that we would put up in a job posting, so deciding if I'm going to rewrite that to make more sense for us, or just start from scratch. Probably just start from scratch. Wonder what they'll let me get away with for writing a job description. Like, how weird can I write it? getting over a lane to the right is a little more difficult because I can't see my side mirror. But it'll be okay. And then I worked on some bugs. We got some search bugs right now. So just need to document that stuff so they can all, so they know what we're looking to change and all that. So Rory did most of the real work on that. I just kind of peppered in some additional examples. And then Brad got into the Heroes of the Storm Alpha. Watched him play a little bit of that. And I got to level 49 in Titanfall. In the process of just getting that review done and stuff. Messing with a couple last minute things. At this point I'm so close to the cap and stuff. Like, might as well just hit 50. But it's kind of fucked. Like, the last, like, 49 and 50 seem, like, way higher than, like, the ramp there just seems a lot steeper than the other levels before it. Not that much. I don't know. It'll probably take me another 5 to 10 matches. It is really cool. Call of Duty has been in Modern Warfare potentially. Asshole took forever to turn left, and now I'm at this light. Car behind me for a little bit there. These guys looked like cops, man. Alright, I gotta stop at a gas station on the way home. The question is, do I stop at the one relatively close by I like, or the one relatively close to home that I like? decisions I have to make. This morning. Might want a drink later. Might want a beverage on the ride home. So. Plus, if you wait until there's less gas in the tank, when you fill it up, you fill up less often. I knew I had more than enough to get here and almost enough to get all the way home. So it's still technically like... I feel a little bad about getting gas right now, because I can still go 33 miles. I think I'm gonna stop at the gas station closer to here because I'm thirsty. I can go for a water. This box is just shimmying all over the place. You hear all the styrofoam inside squeaking. 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 Oh, damn it. I was gonna call somebody today. Now it's too late because they're on the East Coast. By the time I get home, it'll be too late. Shit. Alright. I'll do that tomorrow. Probably Friday, probably won't be. Well, whatever. Sort of blocking the path here. Sort of blocking an intersection. Oh no, whatever. This car next to me is blocking it way more. And there were no cars going the other way anyway. what they should have done with Titanfall? And other games like that that are online only. Like, if you buy a disc version of the game, they should just let you install off the disc, but not play it that way, and just force you to enter a serial number that gives you a digital version of the game. It's like a digital version of the game that you can then install off the disc if you like a PC game or something like that. Instead of making it so that people that buy the retail copies have to keep the disc on them, even though, you know, you're always going to be connected to the internet when you play that game, because there's no other way to play it. That's what I think. So there. I guess that would piss off the people that want to do used game stuff. Same as all the other Xbox One shit. Still, it's been really convenient having a digital copy of that game and not, like, going through this process of playing it a little bit every day for the past couple of days here to, you know, in different locations to mess with the online stuff and. It's been nice to not have to, like, wake up in the morning and go, oh, shit, I gotta get the disc out of the drive and all this other stuff. Not having to remember stuff is my forte. Really good at it. With 30 miles left in the tank, the gas light has come on, saying, hey, check it out. You should get some gas. You should really think about it. You know, with me getting an average of 24 miles a gallon here, according to a car, it means I've got a little over a gallon of gas. Think about that. It's not that much gas. A gallon. right. Now it's time for me to connect Operation Bridge music.
Quirky sounding guitars.
And some not so serious songs.
Alternative and grunge.
Watch X Files.
With you on SiriusXM.
But they haven't moved any of the lanes, like, since commute time. So there's four lanes going my way right now. Normally they've got it down to three or two or something. Those fucking slackers. Fucking slackers.
I was when I first started collecting, and they're all in bands, and they all have their role models, and they work behind the counter, and they buy everything that comes out, and it's just so nice to see them doing that instead of everybody staring at a handheld device, you know, like.
God, I know, right?
What is the story?
Fuck the march of time. Bring back the shit that I was into when I was a kid.
I'm fuck off. Sure they celebrate Record Store Day, but I bet they do.
Yeah. Oh, yes, they do.
There's nothing wrong with Record Store Day, but just people just staring at phones. Like, would you fucking go back 20 years, 30 years, and go fucking yell at people reading a newspaper at the bus stop while you're at it, old man, old lady? Fuck off. Standing in the way of progress. Tell me you think people shouldn't look at their phones during dinner, then yeah, that's, you know, it's a politeness thing. That's a, yeah, like, totally. Don't stare at your phone while you're out with somebody. Unless you are so close with that person and see them so often that it's not a big deal. You're like, hey, whatever, yeah, we're looking at our phones. What will Kesha's music sound like now that she's taken the dollar sign out of her name? That's what I want to know. Will it be a full reinvention? important shit. You should come out and say things like, yeah, I'm never doing a song with Pitbull again. That guy sucks. Let's hope. Let's hope. She should be above that. Oh, this car in front of me is going so slow. Why would you... Oh. All right. Getting over. We're passing on the right. Real piece of shit. Because eventually I'm going to get off and go to this gas station. You shut up. I'm sorry. I'm passing you. Deal with it. I'm passing you. Also had my first E3 meeting today. Talking about booth stuff and logistics, and press conference logistics, and what sort of space are we going to get, and how much of our stuff is going to get stolen this time, and all that. Already pulled into the gas station. Make your pump selection. Don't sit here like you fucking asshole. You don't know what side your gas tank's on, do you? You don't. Driving up the middle. Seriously, fuck off. Just passed someone at a gas station. Man. Alright. I just left, so I'm gonna pull the forward pump like a gentleman. Alright. I'll be right back. Take this can out of here while I'm at it.
tried to steal this car.
What is this lady doing? Okay. That guy did the fun thing where he waited until he was, like, right in front of me driving past to slow way down, causing me to miss time, me pulling out into traffic. Could have caused me to hit him if I was a worse driver than I am, I guess. So when you're, like, filling up, when you get gas at the gas station, like you do, after you finish, you put the pump back on the, you know, you put the nozzle back on the pump, and then it asks you if you want a receipt. The controls you use to navigate that thing, there's a keypad at the bottom that has like a, you know, it's a 10 key, and then like it has yes, no, enter, and cancel down there. So it says, do you want a receipt? And you can't, those, but it also has four buttons along the side of the screen that can be, you know, programmed to do whatever, depending on what the electronic screen says next to those buttons. And the yes and no buttons are there. And the yes and no buttons down below don't work. I want to know why. Because before I can pump gas, when I run my credit card, it demands my zip code for the credit card. They started doing it probably over the last year or something to, you know, make the charges legit. I don't know why they changed it. Security, something. And with that, I have to hit the enter key down on the keypad below. It's inconsistent. I won't stand for it. Classy guy. I appreciate the finer things in life. And I don't care who knows it. Some noises in his mix. I'm showing off this DJ Evil D. I'm showing off. Fired up. That's probably illegal. Understand the flavor. Evil D is on the mix. Come on, kick it. I like that Evil D is still shouting. Evil D is on the mix. Come on, kick it. I can't remember what game it was in the lead up to. It might not even been associated with a game, but Rockstar sent out a mixtape, which is a very Rockstar thing to do. And Evil D did one of the... It's a cassette tape, which should tell you when this was sent out. This might have happened alongside GTA 2. And one side was some dude, and the other side was DJ Evil D doing like a retro mix, and it's a good little mixtape. But like he constantly, anytime there's a song change, he comes on and shouts, "Evil D is on the mix, come on, kick it." And we just used to think that was hilarious, so walk around the office occasionally just shouting, "Evil D is on the mix, come on, kick it." So good on DJ Evil D for his consistency, you know, if nothing else, his constancy. I don't even know how well you can hear the stereo today because you're behind this cardboard box. So, Pilobulous! And the Disney Family Concert. This is a lot of action happening at the Marin Center, you guys. You gotta check it out. Pilobulous! This Disney thing. We missed the Michael McDonald show, though. That came and went. I'm sorry. Doses and Mimosas is a pretty good name for a song. I'll give you guys that. We'll be right back. think I'm going to go home and play Luftrausers tonight. Watched Vinny play some of that today. It looks fucking rad. Seen it a few times over the past year or two. Huh. Action up here. They appear to be getting ready to tow a vehicle. I don't know if the vehicle's broken. Perhaps it was a drunk driver. Anything is possible. Stuff, and then they tell you about emergency, and if it's just a test, they don't play the weird modem-y sounding grindy noise. They just play the maybe that's changed. I don't know. That's weird. I don't know what's going on. Confused. Is the world ending? Hey guys, did the world end? And there's just no one to deliver the message anymore, so they're just playing the noise, and then no one's coming on to go, oh God, I love it! Oh well. It was good while it lasted, I guess. A couple of things could have gone better. But if the world had to end, hey, we had a good run. Oh, I'm trying to play music off my phone. Nothing wants any part of this. I don't know. I don't think this is going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. That was some manual intervention on my part. Of course, this all depends on me wanting to hear the music that's on my phone now that we've accomplished this task. Sort of,
I think it burns my sense of truth to hear me shouting at my youth. I need a way to sort it out. After I die, you'll reawake, redefine what was at stake from the high side of a god. I'll see the people that I use, see the substance I abuse, the ugly places that I lived. Did I make money? Was I proud? Did I play my songs too loud? Did I leave my life to chance, or did I make you fucking dance?
pretty good use of cursing for this song. It's worth it. Apparently this guy uses Wii remotes in concert. I don't know. Or has. I don't know necessarily his whole thing, but... But Wii remotes hooked up to controllers, knobs. Motion controlled fucking knobs. About fucking. Just kind of came right out and said it right there. Yeah, I got a lot going on. I got a lot of emails and stuff I gotta send. There's just loose ends and shit that gotta get tied up. Emails you can send to people, put things in motion, make stuff happen, all that sort of stuff. I'm trying to do what I can to not take a bunch of stuff home like that and spend nights working, but you know, sometimes it's just kind of unavoidable. Like, there's just no time to get that shit together during the day, you know. Or got companies coming in and actually shooting real stuff, doing real things. It's like, okay, I still have to like run this stuff. That requires a certain amount of other shit. Fucking tires. Stuff though, that's the thing. Yeah, it's like it's not. It's all worth doing. So it'll all kind of line up to just put us in a better place overall. Get us what we need to do what we need to do.
Thank you. up in there ballin', you know what I'm saying? Andre Legacy, got nicotine on the beat when you ballin'. We just drinking vodka on the court, blatantly laughing in your face, fucking with the king of Hollywood.
It's lost when the pills go pop, girls on the bar do a body shot.
It's lost
when the panties drop, backstage wasted hand on my car.
It's lost love.
Fuck the cops, I paid them.
Watch, looks like bulldozer. Yeah. Who come collect with diamond chips upon my shoulder? Overexposure, yeah. Pants still sagging. Pull up on you dragons in the nest, carrying station wagon. Excuse my culture, how the vodka from the vultures. Spent 50 grand on a Goldie Hawn ice sculpture. Sleep by the stove, heat it in the road. Roam around the globe in the candy axle rolls.
It's the when the pills go pop. Girls on the bar do a body shot.
It's the
made it. Hopefully the world didn't actually end. I don't know what the emergency broadcast signal was all about, but I don't know. Everything seems fine here. So I'm gonna go get back to work. And I mean, unless the world ended, then I'm never doing work again, I guess. I'll just go sharpen up a shotgun barrel so it's good for stabbing and shooting and figure out what happens after that. Right? See ya.